This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Residents displaced by the Cameron Peak Fire can return home now that all mandatory and voluntary evacuations have been lifted. Fire spokesman Cale Casey says burned areas have dead and fire-weakened trees that are falling, downed power lines in areas where fire is still smoldering.
The key here is, please understand that you're now re-entering a fire area. In other words, it's going to look different, and this is the re-entry phase.
The Cameron Peak Fire started on August 13th and is the largest in state history. Its cause is still under investigation. More than 10% of COVID tests administered yesterday came back positive, the highest daily rate in Colorado since late May. Hospitalizations also surged in today's COVID report from the State Health Department, which says 755 people are hospitalized in Colorado. Governor Polis again today encouraged Coloradans to social distance, wear masks, and wash their hands regularly. The governor's proposed budget for the next fiscal year includes $1.3 billion stimulus package. Governor Polis says he wants to supercharge the economy's recovery from COVID-19.
This budget isn't just about getting back to where we used to be. That wasn't good enough. It's about taking this challenging time to utilize lessons learned and boldly forge a path that positions our state for the future in a more equitable way.
The governor says his proposal will create jobs. You're listening to CPR.